Republican Mike Pompeo beat out both Democrat Robert Tillman and Libertarian candidate Thomas Jefferson. Tillman, who served the state for 24 years, says he desired to continue serving Kansas as a United States congressman, but now will look to other things.
The whole world is open to me. I still have a chance to decide what I'm going to do, but I'm a retired Kansas Supreme Court service officer. I retired in 2008, so I'll go back right into retirement, and then I'll regroup.
Democratic State Senator Aletha Fauscudeau defeated both Republican Kenya Cox and Libertarian Carl Kramer. Fauscudeau says the win gives her an opportunity to work even harder in Topeka.
And I'll work on economic development, job creation, helping grow and sustain small and minority-owned businesses. And, of course, always on the forefront of the legislature is education.
First-time candidate Roderick Houston won over Republican Emmanuel Banks and was endorsed by current state representative Melody McRae Miller. Houston says he wants to do something about the disproportionate number of kids locked up at an early age.
And a lot of times they get out of the system as juveniles and go right back into it as adults just for whatever reason. So I really want to do something for our young people, really want to be able to get some training for them and make sure we get that education funding back.
Democrat Patrick Cantwell, who lost to incumbent State Senator Susan Weigel, says he thinks emphasis should be put on rebuilding the middle class in Kansas. He says he gained a lot of experience during the election.
And I've gained some name recognition. I may decide to run again for some office, possibly something here in the county.
Wichita Mayor Carl Brewer weighed in on President Obama's next term in office.
I think things will be a little bit different this next 4 years, and everyone's going to figure out in the best interest of the country, we better get it together, and we better start trying to find some way to work, because if we don't, then there'll be a lot of changes the next 4 years.
For KMUW News, I'm Carla Echols.